It only feels like yesterday that I was 18. And I just think an organisation like this really lets teenagers feel like there's support out there and people actually care and want to help them. So fair play to everyone. It's amazing. And yeah, thumbs up to everyone. It's fantastic. It really is. So you're saving and helping so much people, and that's the most important thing.
And just describe to me, you know, when you're at your lowest, that feeling, is it of just having no friends, of having no help, having no support?
It is. I mean, for myself personally, I was bullied to a point where I felt like I'd no hope or I was worthless and I had nobody to turn to. But I think within a group like this, it's making everyone come together and people are starting to openly talk about depression. So I was scared when I put my first article in the paper that, God, you know, people would be a bit iffy about the subject. But Mark Phelan copped my story and he asked me to come in and represent the SPCC one of the days, just talking, you know, about myself. And then through that story, I'm here. So, and people seem to be hearing it. I'm getting so many text messages from teenagers saying, you know, Ciara, thank you so much. I myself have been bullied and have been suffering from it. So I'm just delighted. I plucked up the courage to put my story out there.
And that's the great thing, because Alan Quinlan was touching on it earlier in the show about when people who are in the public eye come out and talk about these things, it shines a light on it and makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Stay with us, Ciara, because I'm also joined and supporting Walk in My Shoes is Magella O'Donnell, who is the wife, I hope you don't mind me describing, as the wife of the country's best.
Yeah, that's my job, yeah. I'm just the wife.
Sorry, yeah. Daniel. Sorry, Magella. Simply, you're a person in your own right, sorry. Anyway, Magella, it's great to have you along
this morning. It's great to
and
be
you
here.
Yourself have gone on the record about your own particular difficulties and fighting through them.
Absolutely, yeah. That's why I'm really glad to be here today to support this Walk in My Shoes. Please, please, please text 51551, €2. To and text shoes because it's all going to St. Patrick's. It's a great cause.
Just to clarify on the text, I think it's 57802. Is that right? 57802.
I beg your pardon. 57802. I'm sorry.
Just text the word shoes to 57802.
57802. Sorry. I think what's fantastic about it is really, I suppose, I had my first bout of depression when I was in my late teens, early 20s, and you know, there was nothing in those days. I'm a little bit older than Ciara by a few decades. But anyway, I think it's fantastic if people can address their issues, their mental issues at that age. It may, save an awful lot of upset in their later life. I mean, I was married, I had children, I was still dealing with the depression thing, and it didn't help. You know, I suppose it just took me a bit longer. It took me till I was 38, 39, really, before I started dealing with it. And I would have saved myself an awful lot of upset,
so?
I suppose, had I dealt with it earlier. Absolutely,
you
yeah.
just let it linger because you didn't think the help
Absolutely.
Was there.
Yeah,
the support
I didn't.
Was
I wasn't
there.
Aware of any help.
Or there was a certain stigma. Were you afraid to address it?
No. There's, as far as I'm concerned, to my eye, there's no. I've no problem talking about it. No problem saying. You know, we are who we are. Some people have diabetes, some people have blood pressure. I suffer from a mental illness, which happens to be depression, in my case, clinical depression. And I don't apologise for it, and I don't think anybody should. And I think everybody should be made aware of it, because it's the lack of knowledge that causes the fear and the ignorance, and people don't know what to do or how to deal with people that have mental issues because of their lack of knowledge. And the more we talk about it, the more people are aware of it, then the less fear there will be around the whole subject. And I think that's really important.
And Magella, are you on medication now for your clinic?
Yes, I am, yeah.
And do you accept that that's a part of your life now?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I tried to come off it. I've been on it 15 years about, no, not as long as that, 12 years probably. And I did try to come off when my life was wonderful and everything was hunky-dory, and I thought, oh, there's no reason why I should be taking these. And I went down as low as I could yet again, and I've realise now that I will be taking the medication for the rest of my life. But that's fine. It's like a blood pressure tablet. Or
do you accept that in your life, your daily life, from week to week, there's going to be the highs and there's going to be the lows, and you just it's how you adjust to them and face them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to say the medication, I'm very lucky because the medication does work for me, so I really don't get that many lows. I'm fairly even keeled now. But again, it's learning how to cope with those days when they come, and that's where, you know, youth finding out about it, contacting places like these clinics that can advise them on how to deal with the day-to-day thing. When it comes, I think what I do now is I accept it. You know, I don't fight it. I'm having a bad day, but the thing to always remember is it always passes. You might get
like
you're heading for
absolutely.
It always passes, and that's what you have to remember. Don't think this is forever. It will pass.
Great. Well, Majella, thanks very much for coming along this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you. To share that positive.
Thank you.
Majella O'Donnell, ladies and gentlemen. And thanks. And thanks also to Ciara Byrne. And Ciara, I should explain, is wearing their docks, aren't they? A wonderful pair of red docks. Fair news to you. Big round of applause for Ciara's docks. And Magella's wellies. Sorry, Magella's. What would you say? Fish coloured.
They're kind of fish
scaly, fishy coloured.
Leopardy, yes, scaly. No, you're
scaly,
right.
Scaly, fishy. Yes,
yeah.
There you are. Pennies, no.
Yes.
Okay, Magella, thanks very much. Magella and Ciara, back in a moment with more from Dublin's Docklands. Thank you.